This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Meek. A new suspect is in custody in the investigation into a gruesome attack by a Tunisian man who killed three people in a French church. France heightened security alert amid religious and geopolitical tensions around cartoons mocking the Muslim prophet. Authorities say the new suspect in custody Friday is a 47-year-old man believed to have been in contact with the attacker the night before the attack on Notre Dame Basilica and the Riviera, a city of Nice. The attacker was seriously wounded by police and hospitalized in life-threatening condition. Anti-terrorism prosecutors in France and Tunisia are investigating. The COVID-19 epidemic situation in Europe is continuing to worsen as both confirmed cases and deaths are sharply rising, forcing many countries to impose stricter restrictions. Britain reported nearly 25,000 COVID-19 cases on Wednesday alone. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson now faces increasing pressure to tighten lockdown measures as infections surge across the country. U.S. public health experts are pointing fingers at all levels of government leadership for missteps and missed opportunities in suppressing the coronavirus pandemic. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
At the Columbia University National Center for Disaster Preparedness, Dr. Erwin Redlener says he's frustrated by the inconsistent response from the government. He says if leaders had been disciplined about employing various health control measures early on, including masks and social distancing, more than 100,000 lives could have been spared of the nation's 227,000 victims. Redlener and other critics cite a president who scorned masks, downplayed the threat, and undercut scientists, but also governors who resisted containment measures and state lawmakers who limited funding for health care. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.